Hi, this is Oliver and welcome to our new podcast. Today we're going to talk about lotteries. Now obviously we all know that money makes the world go round and lotteries seem like a very good way of getting more of what we need. So we're going to talk about the different odds and whether there are better ways of winning on a lottery than actually simply using the national lottery. Now, a bit of background, which you might find fun, is that lotteries are a type of gambling which have existed for centuries. It looks like they go all the way back to the Chinese Han Dynasty, which was about 200 years BC. The Romans picked up on the idea and brought it to the European shores. And we in the UK have had a lottery of some form since the mid-1500s, when Elizabeth I organised the first official lottery. So they're well established and the principles are very clear, but do you think that the national lottery is the best route for you to spend your money, with a view to getting money back? There are literally hundreds of lotteries in the UK. The Gambling Commission has records of at least 500 licensed ones, and it's also worth pointing out that the larger games tend to have the biggest prizes, which of course it tends to attract the most participants and sell more tickets. But sometimes you may find that playing a smaller lottery actually increases the chance of you winning, at least winning something, even if it's not winning as much as if you won one of the major lotteries. But there's your choice. Some lotteries select their winners via ticket, others select the winner via postcode. And there are other lotteries which have particularly good causes. You may wish to participate in a lottery which donates to something worthwhile, either nationally or in your local community. So let's quickly go through some of the more well-known alternatives, and where we can, we'll give you the odds, and then you can decide whether you want to stick with the lottery that you play or whether you want to switch and try something new. Now, the one lottery that everyone knows about in the UK is the National Lottery, launched in 1994. And it comes under a different whole series of brands and and names now, doesn't it? Like Lotto, Lotto Hot Picks and Thunderball. Jackpots are always six figures. And it's not surprising there's an estimated 70% of the UK population plays the National Lottery. Tickets are £2 a ticket, and 6 million people win a prize of some form every week. And over the 24 or 5 years of the lottery, there have been 5,000 millionaires created. But the downside to the National Lottery is the odds. You have only 1 in a 14 million chance of winning the jackpot. And there's a pretty good chance that if you do, you may well have to share it. So what other options? Well, another one you may be familiar with is Euro Millions. There are 13 different prize tiers to Euro Millions. Euro Millions is played right across Europe, so the jackpot can be enormous. The largest jackpot so far has been 190 million euros, or about 170 million pounds. The tickets are £2.50. With the sheer number of participants, the odds of winning the top prize are only 1 in 140 million, so that's 10 times poorer than winning the top prize in the National Lottery. Another lottery that you may be familiar with is the People's Postcode Lottery. Entry for this lottery is your postcode, as well as a unique three-digit number. Now, there's no automatic entry. You do actually have to buy a ticket, but it's perhaps, you might judge to be a bit more cost-effective. Tickets are £10 a month, which covers 10 draws over 4 weeks. The monthly jackpot is £2 million, and the most a person is allowed to win is £400,000. The odds of winning the People's Postcode Lottery are closer protected. But we experts believe that the probability is 1 in 162,000, which is 100 times better than the National Lottery. The Health Lottery was launched in 2011, and it isn't a national lottery, but a partnership between 51 different lotteries that represent the various local authorities in the UK. Tickets cost either 50p or a pound, and a proportion of each ticket sale is donated to local good causes. You're seven times more likely to win the National Health Lottery than the National Lottery, but prices are also significantly smaller, with winnings capped at £100,000 per draw. The UK Lottery actually has some of the best jackpot odds in Europe, but is it worth playing other European lotteries too? Most European lotteries don't require players to be resident in their country to play, and it's fairly simple to choose the numbers online. Jackpots can be high. Some of the jackpots recorded for European lotteries include, in Italy, the Super Enalotto, £126 million. The Euro jackpot, £64 million. The Spanish Lotto, £26 million. And Swedish Lotto, £18 million. If you want to venture into the European lotteries, then the best odds are for the French Lotto, with a 1 in 6 chance of a prize, and the Spanish Lotto, a 1 in 10 chance. And there are new approaches to lotteries as well. Lottery games and prizes continue to evolve, partly driven by the need to attract more players and partly to offer better prizes. Camelot, the operator of the National Lottery, has recently decided to introduce a very different prize, one of £10,000 a month for life. Around 10 of the UK's lump sum winners have blown all their winnings since the game began. This new prize is geared towards avoiding that and also appealing to demographics looking for different things from a lottery prize, perhaps to top up a pension. So if you play the lottery, maybe it's time to think fresh. Maybe there are new routes to trying to win your fortune. If you enjoyed this podcast, pop back occasionally to see what else we've uploaded. In the meantime, thanks for listening.